This is Matt Rice with the Marketline Report for January 11th. Cattle continue to climb as live and feeder cattle leave the 20-day moving average in the dust, creating a buzz throughout producers nationwide. Here's Virginia McCathy from the floor of the CME in Chicago with more on the livestock market.
The market opened a little bit higher and really started surging. Live cattle rallied really strong again for the second day in a row. Now, we know that there has been some tight supplies in the cash market, and that basically gave it a little bit boost out of the gate today. But then the rebalancing comes back in. Rebalancing is fund managers balancing their portfolios. A lot of the money has come out of the energy market, coming across all the commodities, and live cattle right now has really been the recipient of a lot of that.
Chicago markets July wheat prices closed the day up a quarter at 453.5. Chicago July corn prices were down 1.5 to close the day at 371.5. Prices in Portland for soft white winter wheat of ordinary protein for May were unchanged to down a quarter, ranging from 450 to 461.75. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein future prices for April were down a quarter, ranging from 535 to 540. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for April were down 1.5, ranging from 662 to 677. June live cattle closed the day up $2.55 at 107.20. April feeder cattle hitting it big, up $4.45 at 129 even. March class 3 milk was up 18 cents at 17.47 to finish the day. Thanks for listening to the Marketline Report. This is Matt Rice.